Good afternoon. With a look at your latest news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. This week, Cayman joined UK overseas territories gathered in Westminster for the fifth speaker-led conference hosted by Speaker of the House of Commons, Sir Lindsay Hoyle.
The conference brings together parliamentary leaders to share knowledge, strengthen ties, and collaborate on key issues facing our democracies today. Topics discussed included artificial intelligence, presiding and proceedings, and cybersecurity and emergency preparedness.
Dr. Tasha Ebanks-Garcia, Cayman's representative to the UK, attended, contributing to, quote, vital conversations shaping the future of governance. She tells Radio Cayman events like this continue to build strong partnerships across the global parliamentary family. In other local news, as the Preparedness Month activities proceed, hazard management is heading to Kirk's Home Centre tomorrow.
We've kicked off our Preparedness Month campaign, and we're basically trying to prepare the public for the upcoming hurricane season.
HCMI Tiffany's Young tells Radio Cayman that the booth will have preparedness booklets and staff will be on hand to discuss the National Emergency Notification System. So while you're out running your errands tomorrow, make sure to pop by the HCMI booth at Kirk Home Centre. For more information, head to caymanprepared.gov.ky. Finally,
a range of dances, poetry, the steel pan ensemble, the choir.
It's amazing, the talent that's at UCCI.
Dance, steel pan, vocal performance, all three elements will be on display at this weekend's Culturama event hosted by the University College of the Cayman Islands. UCCI Dr. Genevieve Philip-Durnham.
So the performing arts program at UCCI, it's going on 15 years this year, and UCCI is also celebrating its 50th anniversary this year, so it's very special to us to be able to put on this production and the performing arts program, as well as our newly launched cultural studies program, falls within the remit of humanities and social sciences. So we're really proud of this production and the persons working behind and in front of the scenes, Dr. Monica Lawrence, Mr. Glenn Inanga, and all of the students that are contributing to putting on this amazing production.
Dancer Renita Barnes is hoping the show reaches as many people as possible.
This is taking place May 17th and 18th, Saturday and Sunday. But thankfully, we are also going to be having children's shows this year. We did a children's show last year on the Friday, and they were just completely blown away. So we're bringing that back again this year. So we'll have a children's show on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. The 17th and the 18th of May would be for the public at the Harkwell Theatre, of course.
Tickets are available at eventpro.ky. That is your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Now to the BBC for headlines around the world.
BBC News with David Harper. Gaza's civil defence agency says the Israeli military has killed almost 100 people in 12 hours in another intense wave of strikes in the north. Footage from the Indonesian hospital in Beit Lahia showed the dead and wounded lying on the blood-stained floor and bodies wrapped in blankets. The Israeli military says it hit scores of terror targets. President Zelensky of Ukraine has accused Russia of staging an empty process, referring to the first direct peace talks in more than 3 years. There's been no agreement on a ceasefire, but the two sides say they'll swap 1,000 prisoners of war each. Russia has sentenced an Australian man to 13 years in a maximum security prison for fighting alongside Ukrainian forces. Russian-installed prosecutors in an occupied eastern Ukraine said Oscar Jenkins was convicted of taking part in armed conflict as a mercenary. Gabon has freed the former president, Ali Bongo Ondima, from detention and allowed him to travel to Angola, but it says it still expects his wife and son to stand trial for corruption. The World Health Organization has declared a polio outbreak in Papua New Guinea. It's calling for an immediate vaccination campaign. Less than half the country's population are immunized. The government of Ghana says it'll buy up to 200,000 hectares of land to try to rebuild the country's cocoa industry. Production of so-called brown gold in Ghana has plunged. The finance minister says plantations have been mismanaged. The website of Poland's governing party has been hit by a cyber attack days before the presidential election. After a similar attack last month, the Prime Minister, Donald Tusk, warned of foreign election interference, suggesting it had an Eastern source. The American composer Charles Strauss, who wrote the hit Broadway musical Annie, has died just 3 weeks shy of his 97th birthday. It was only in his 50s that he found true success, thanks to Annie, a tale of orphan girls in the Depression. The Broadway show spawned three film versions. BBC News.